May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another uplifting silsila, Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you are making dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, then include the ummah in your duas. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, subhanallah azza wa jal, this evening we have some calls, we have some questions, and who knows, maybe you will be experiencing these difficulties or problems. And so it's handy to have a journal, a notebook or a diary to quickly jot down the madani pearls of advices along with the wada'if and awrad, the litanies, the invocations, and use that as a reference book that will benefit yourself. Share it with others with good intentions. You'll earn thawab, inshallah azza wa jal. As they say, ink is the best memory. Before we request for our calls, the questions for this evening, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about you make some good intentions? O Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu ta'ala. There are countless benefits, blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of salawat, durud-e pak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has said that the person who recites Durud Sharif, Salawat, 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. So let's make up our minds. You change your mindset and you change everything. That's where the change in our lives need to begin. Up here. Because time is ticking. Time is fast. Life is short. Don't waste away this precious life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, things that have no true benefit for us in this world, the grave, or in the afterlife. Every day, do yourself a favor and make it part of your daily routine to reconnect with the glorious Quran. His Eminence, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, Ikamil Wali of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, a great scholar and saint of Islam, has advised us that recite a minimum of 3 verses of the glorious Quran every single day, with the translation from Kanzul Iman, and the English commentary Miftahul Ihsan is also available. Every day, recite large amounts of salawat, durud-e pak, dhikrullah, istighfar. Make sincere tawbah on a daily basis. Do your best to abstain from sins, to fulfill rights of others, to learn and practice the sunnah, to learn a dua or something of deen for the day. And above all, obey Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shall request our wonderful director sahab and team to please go ahead with the first call for this evening. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lana, I have a question. Are there any wazaif one can recite to get cure for an eye's dye? And what can be done to prevent it in future? Jazakallah khair.
Ameen wa iyyakum. So what is an eye's dye? Perhaps some may be wondering. This is actually, you may see some people who have this red bump, a pimple, on their eyelid. This is caused by a blocked oil gland. They are similar to pimples actually, and are generally not a cause for concern. They can be treated with good eyelid hygiene and usually go away on their own. We have something similar to this, which is called a chalazion. This is a non-painful, slowly growing lump that appears also on the eyelid when a certain gland becomes blocked. It's a small red lump on the eyelid, usually somewhere in the middle. Now, of course, refer to your doctor if there's a need. Generally, it goes away. But if it stays for a prolonged period of time, then refer to your doctor, your GP, who will check it up, who will diagnose if there's any other issues, and will administer some treatment and medication. If a person has this, a chalazion or an sty, then do not try to pop it. Do not rub the eyes, as the fluid could enter in there causing other difficulties or complications. There are some wonderful wada'if, there are things to be done, things to be recited in order to remove this. But remember, along with medication, and with full trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these litanies, these wada'if are to be practiced upon. So make a note of this. For that person who has this pimple, this sty, recite the third kalima sharif 3 times with durood sharif once before and after. Then blow onto your index finger and gently rub over the pimple and then shake that finger. Inshallah al-Kareem, the person will soon be healed from the sty, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And keep in mind that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the giver of shifa. Let's go over the third kalima sharif together. Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And yes, visit our Dawud Islami's office, a branch of Spiritual Cures Department, because we do have ilaj treatments for any type of problem, any type of sickness, including eye problems as well. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, I want to gain closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can I do or recite to achieve this desire of mine?
Masha Allah azza wa jal, what a lovely question. And this must be the desire of each and every one of us who are believers, who are Muslims, who are ummatis of the final and last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This must be our intense desire to be close to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to develop his love. Do you know what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 24? Say you, O beloved, if your fathers and your sons, and your brothers, and your wives, and your family, and your acquired wealth, and the trade in which you fear loss, and the houses of your liking, all these things are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and fighting in His path, then wait until Allah sends His command, meaning His punishment, and Allah does not guide the transgressors. It's so clear that this is where our priorities lie. That who must be dearer to me than every other person, than every material item that I possess, no matter how expensive it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their love, their closeness must be at the very top in my life. Love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the heartbeat and part of the foundation of Iman. Iman is not complete if love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is missing. We learn this from blessed ahadith as well, that any person who considers his family, his offspring, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, and the entirety of humanity more beloved than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person's Iman is not complete. So how do we develop this love? Number one, study the glorious Quran. In the glorious Quran, you will see throughout the blessed Quran references directly or indirectly to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you read the tafsir commentary and Miftahul Ihsan done by the great scholar Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his status, had worked on this, and via Dawud Islami presented it, which is available in soft copy or hard copy. You go over the translation, you go over the commentary to get a deeper understanding of Ayatul Quran, the verses of the glorious Quran. And you will even witness, you will see how many references are there to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know the blessed narration, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyida, Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when asked about the akhlaq, the character of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she replied, his character was the Quran. He was like the walking Quran, the complete and absolute practical implementation of the Quran Sharif. You will find in the life of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam your ideal role model. And for that, we need to study his seerah, his blessed biography. Don't just read the books of seerah. Shamail al-Tirmidhi and so many others are available. Study it. Learn it properly. Understand it correctly. And then start applying. That's where the real benefit lies, in implementing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implementing it to practice upon His sunnah. And the sunnah, we need to emulate and implement gradually, because the sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. So He is our ideal role model, our guide, our leader, our teacher. And we see how Shaytan, the cursed and rejected one, through his followers and agents, through the entertainment industry, is trying to program the masses into adopting other types of cultures, other types of standards of living, unnatural ways of living. That, you know, it's your life, do as you please. That's not for a believer. It's not for a Muslim. A Muslim can't just eat or drink anything, can't just do anything, because we have the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of our creator, nourisher, sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are bound by that. And the narration says, that the world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. And scholars have mentioned this prison is a temporary one for the believer, because the believer's paradise is permanent in the afterlife. And the paradise of the disbeliever is also temporary, and in the afterlife is the permanent abode of the hellfire. So a prisoner is restricted. He can't just leave and do whatever he desires. We have restrictions. And if we live within the ambit and the boundaries of those restrictions, to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallahul kareem, we will be successful. Cultivate, develop love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart. With this Islamic understanding and belief that love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be higher than love for any other person or thing. You know, they say that love forces the lover to follow the beloved. So even if I don't like it, or my nafs won't like certain things to be done in a certain way, my beloved loves it, then I love it. Another way of developing and growing and cultivating this love is love what the beloved loved. Love who the beloved loved. Who are they? The glorious, the honorable Sahaba alayhim ridwan and Ahlul Bayt Athar, his honorable family, his companions. He loved them. They loved him. His family, Ahlul Bayt Athar, he loved them and they loved him. So we too love them as well. And you'll always see and hear in the gatherings of the lovers of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mentioning of Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. Of Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba and the Awliya Allah as well. The pious predecessors. You'll always be hearing this. You won't only be hearing about the glorious Sahaba, or you won't only be hearing about the Ahlul Bayt Athar, or only the Awliya Allah. But somewhere along the line, there'll be some mentioning of Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah. Another very important thing to help us develop this love is our environment. What type of environment are you in? Whose company do you keep? With whom do you associate? Very important questions, because you are known according to your friends, according to those whom you associate with. And the person is on the deen of their friend. So do I hang around or entertain those individuals who really love Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who really love the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah? Ask ourselves these questions. If yes, then Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, you will feel the development of the love for the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And of course, listen to kalams, to qasaid, poetry in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are wanting to know, where can I find such an environment? Where can I find such kalams and Naat Sharifs? Dawat-e-Islami's got you. All the facilities you need to develop that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. Love for the glorious Quran, love for the blessed Ahadith and the Sunnah. So join, don't delay. Shaitan is going to try and put obstacles and excuses that, you know, he'll try to delay you from being part of the success of Dawud Islam. He will delay you in joining the Madani activities of Dawud Islam, attending the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima, traveling with the Qafilas in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, filling out your pious deeds, nek a'mal on a daily basis, or enrolling in one of our classes, one of our courses, online, on-site, face-to-face. There's so many things happening. There's so many facilities available. And for kalams, if you go onto YouTube and you type in Naat Production, this is the official page of Dawud-e-Islami. And you'll find Ham Sharif, Naat Sharif, Manqabat, Munajat, so many beautiful kalams that are available by different Naat Khans and reciters. That's also a way of developing that love for Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that love for Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. And how can we forget the abundant recitation of salawat, of Durood-e-Pak, sending salams throughout the day. If you're feeling down, recite Durood Sharif. If you forgot something, recite Durood Sharif. If you have some fear, recite Durood Sharif. If you have some sickness, recite Durood Sharif. Subhanallah. Durood-e-Pak. I'm sure you are always hearing on Madani channel the countless blessings of reciting Salawat, Durood-e-Pak. This is a great way of developing that connection with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, make dua. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, fill my heart with your love. Fill my heart with the love for your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hubbun Nabi. This is one of the things we are ordered in Islam to teach our children, this hero and that hero that you see in the movies and dramas. They are zeros, not heroes. But what they try to do in a very subtle way is to try and program the mind of the individual to look up to these people, the actors and musicians and actresses and sports personalities, because they have made that look like success. Name, fame, and wealth. Recognition. I want to be like that. I want to be successful. So success is these people. That's how they indoctrinate. This is how they program a human robot. And from small, even in the cartoons, catch them when they're small. Be careful of the cartoons. I know we're going off topic, but this is important. There are certain cartoons out there that are having satanic and negative effects on our children. Very recently, perhaps last week, a father, he was so distressed because his child, whom he trusted, and the child was small, 14 years old, teenager. He gave the child a tablet. This is yours as a birthday gift or some gift. And so the child had access to the Wi-Fi. And he's scrolling, comes across this cartoon. And then very few days later, the nightmares start. Some demon cartoon. Demon, devil. And almost every night, the child wakes up screaming and crying because they had a nightmare. And they were affected spiritually by jinn as well. And worst, the father was saying, is that his three other children were following the big one and started to watch that. So, you know, parental controls. You are the parent. You are in charge. If your eyes close tomorrow, which direction will that child of yours take? Will their iman be safe or not? Will they follow the injunctions of the Quran? Will they practice on sunnah? what kind of tarbiyah, what type of training have you given, are you giving to your offspring? These are serious questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because the influencers are there on social media, on the internet, out there in the world, and they will be influenced by their peers, by their fellow students, in school, in college, in uni, by the world outside, and in the very home through the internet, through the devices. So you need to keep a strict control. You need to be involved in the life of your child. I have digressed a little bit, but I thought this is important. Because Hubbun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are ordered to teach our children. Am I doing it? How am I doing it? If I'm practicing the sunnah, if I'm always talking about the sunnah, talking about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, it reminds me, one of my colleagues here in Sufi Nagar, Durban, he mentioned in one of the madrasas, the teacher asked a little child, was asking the children, when you grow up, what do you want to become? Some were saying, I want to become this and that profession. And then the teacher came to one child and asked, what do you want to become? Do you know what the child answered? It was a little child. The child replied, I want to be a Sahabi. Kya baat hai Madine ki? And the teacher was shocked. Why? Do you know who's a Sahabi? She says, yes, my mother always talks about them. My mother, the things she says about them, their sacrifices, their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to be like that. If you ask your child, what do you want to become? If you ask your child, who do you love the most? What answer will you receive? All depending on what training you gave them. And create the environment as well. Create an Islamic ethos in the home in order to build. You know, they say, the thing you love the most, you mention a lot. So we must keep talking about on a daily basis, not as a lecture, not as a bayan, not something formal. You just need to plant those seeds in their tender hearts and minds. Four main times where to influence a child is best. When they are traveling with you, when they are sleeping, eating, and when they are sick. These four main times is easiest to influence them. Look, if you don't influence them, the world is influencing them. Social media is influencing their peers. The influence is going to happen. So you counter that with your influence. Talk about Quran, talk about Sunnah, talk about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam regularly. There must be some type of mention of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Quran and Sunnah, of the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah every single day. Even if it's a little thing, small thing, this will help inshallah azawajal to strengthen our love and develop the love for the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of our offspring. Can we have another call, please? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Before I ask my question, I just want to say that the show Spiritual Course is of a lot of value to us, and we really enjoy the presentation by Maulana Naushad. And my question for today is, how can a person suppress their ego? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. The ego. Allahu Akbar. Nafsul ammarah. The self that is constantly commanding us towards fulfilling evil desires. Islamic spiritual cultivation teaches us that unlocking our high human potentials requires that we strive to free ourselves from the dictates, the orders of the commanding self, the ego, the nafsul ammara, the desires. This is not a once-off workshop. Then, okay, I heard these Madani pearls. I'm going to share some litanies and wada'if soon, inshallah. I heard these wada'if, so I'll just read it and it's done. No. If you go back and if you study the biographies of the pious people, it took them decades to control the ego, the nafs. And so controlling the ego is an ongoing process until your last breath. Because we are living in that day and age where people's egos become inflated very quickly, including ours. Do you know who I am? How can you talk to me like that? Do you know what I can do? Do you know who I know? Successful people acknowledge their mistakes. I'm going to share some things. Try to make a note of this, at least a mental note. To knock the nafs. Successful people acknowledge their mistakes. And they actually take them as opportunities for growth. Gradually, step by step, improving themselves to become the best version of themselves. So it's step by step. If you made a mistake, even if you did not make a mistake, even if it's not your fault, but to keep the family together, to keep the peace and harmony, ask for maaf. Apologize. This is so difficult on the nafs, on the ego. Difficult for many people, maybe even most people, to ask for forgiveness. Not only people who are outside the house, but inside the house as well. From your spouse, from your children. If you made a mistake, apologize to your kids. Even if they are little, you'll be teaching them practically that if you made a mistake, own up and apologize and move on. You know, they say that the real mistake is not learning from your mistakes. That's the real mistake. So get into the habit of forgiving others. And it is hard on the nafs. Suppress the need to always add your opinion to everything. I must have a say there. I must say something. I must do something. So suppress that need. Spend some time amongst the poor and needy. Feed the poor and needy. Clothe the poor and needy. But do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To earn thawab. And for that, sincerity is a requirement. Good intentions are requirements. And this sincerity we need to develop. Develop sincere humbleness, humility for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His sake. A quiet shift in perspective will help you. The next time you feel hurt over something small, pause, wait a moment, and ask yourself, is this about my dignity or my ego? Will this matter in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What response would bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Cultivate consciousness through salah. Develop discipline through fasting. The ideal number one way of constricting the nafs is fast. Fast on Mondays. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on Mondays because he was born on that day. His blessed birth took place on a Monday. And the first wahi came to him on a Monday. Fast on Thursdays. Fast on Ayyamul Bid, 13th, 14th, 15th of every lunar month, Islamic month. Let go of attachments to material things. Cultivate patience, forbearance, tolerance. Surround yourself with good people. Keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Focus on accountability in the afterlife. Remove pride, arrogance, and ostentation, showing off. The following should be regularly recited, especially for the one who wants freedom from the evil desires of the lower self, the carnal desires, who wants to overpower it regularly throughout your day. Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu. These litanies, these wadaif, which are beautiful sifat and qualities and names of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout your day, regularly recite this, inshallahul kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to overpower the nafsul ammara. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah azza wa jal. Keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.